My name is Andrew Walmsley, and you're listening to episode 171 of Photography Insights. And this is the show that interviews people from the photography world. For this episode, we jump across the ocean to Japan and talk with Shin Yatagai. He's another young photographer with some beautiful work behind him. Initially a recommend by the one and only Johan Brooks from episode 158. Shin's work is all about the attention to detail rather than lens sharpness or quality. He finds a concept, plans and executes this work with an artistic flair. And I really do have to thank Shin for speaking in English too, considering he only lived in the UK for a year and doesn't use the language very often. I have to say, I really enjoyed talking to Shin. He's down to earth, shy, but very creative. And he even speaks freely about living with ADHD and how he copes with his photography. So we had some laughs and discussed inspirations from paintings, classic photography, capture one, making a vision, capturing movement, directing models, culture and non-traditional clothing, textures and structures, and self-portraiture. And of course, there are links to Shin's website and his Instagram feed for you all to check out. And I hope you do, because you'll see it's a very different style to what you've seen. Before I move you on to this show, I just wanted to talk about some other news that had happened very recently. I think it was on Sunday, the 6th of Feb. We found out that the one and only Gina Militia had passed away. Now, I know some of you have already maybe seen I posted this on social media, and I have to say it's very heartbreaking stuff. Gina was a wonderful lady. I remember when Rahim put me onto her. She just had this really pleasant, such a happy voice. It's full of laughs when she came on the show and spoke with me. And she's always positive. And the other thing was she did reply to emails. And I appreciate, she's a busy working photographer. And I always thought that was really nice. So I'd always stayed in her Facebook group, got some lovely people in there. It's all full of really nice people helping each other rather than what's in some other Facebook groups. So I'd put the occasional bit of work up and then she'd comment. And yeah, just that was so nice. I think people like that are very rare in the industry. So she'll certainly be missed. And obviously, she had her own show, so she was. Well over 350 shows, so very, very experienced. And of course, she had like her gold membership thing where she had people she used to teach online, and I think there was even some meetups as well, depending on the subscription level. So she did a lot for the community. So yeah, I just thought I'd let you all know that. And without further ado, let's play the music and await our guest, Shin. And welcome to the show, Shin. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm good.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come on.
Thank you for having this opportunity. I'm so kind of interesting to talk about my photography.
Now, I always think it's really fascinating talking to people from other countries, and you know, the gap between our countries is literally thousands of miles. So I think, you know, there's cultures and all sorts that are different between our countries. So I think, you know, you coming into the world of photography, you're changed by your society and the things you see and influences all around you, which are so different to my own.
So it must be, of course. Yeah. Everything, the circumstances we have is totally different.
So yeah, exactly. Why not
photography?
Yeah. So when I see work like yours, it's so visually different to anything I see from, say, photographers in this country. It's always of interest. Mm-hmm. And I think the style you're doing is quite unique as well. And I think I think it makes you stand out in that sense as well. From your perspective then, a group of friends, say, and people you follow in Japan, do you believe your work is different to theirs?
You mean the Japanese like photographer or Japanese like market things? Yeah, I think it's quite unique. Because mostly, maybe everywhere in this country, in this world, but in Japan, advertising photographer is the top people see, the clear, crisp image, and they are well paid. So they shoot talent and celebrities.
Yeah.
That kind of things is very valued by the mass people. So what my photography is like kind of a totally opposite zone, more like fine art things. So even in Japan, my photography is a bit not mainstream, I think.
That's really nice. Yeah, it's interesting. So it's pretty much the same over here. Fine art is so different. And I appreciate it doesn't appeal to, say, the masses, but art is different in that sense, isn't it? What you're creating is art, and it's different, very, very different to like advertising photography, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can have a purpose, and it can also be about different techniques and showing different things.
You mean the point, what is different from that mass? The most different point, maybe it's the, my photography is very vague, not straightforward, of course.
Yeah.
It's the biggest difference. So I actually have kind of like ADHD. I can't endure the like precise things. Like if the information is many information is in one picture, I get confused.
Okay.
So I want to make information more less and less. So I use blur, I defocus. And I don't capture things so clearly. So less information makes me more comfortable. That point is a bit different.
Yeah. Because obviously you can see it in your images, but you wouldn't necessarily know the reason you're doing it. So have you always known you've had ADHD then?
Have you mean the years?
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Not so long experience.
Yeah. And it's something you noticed when you started picking up a camera?
No. I picked my camera like 5 or 6 years ago, before I noticed I'm ADHD. So, but before I start camera, I like more simple things, minimum things.
Okay. That's interesting. So, obviously, you're quite a young man, Shen. When did you start photography? Is that part of school, university?
mostly in late university period, after I work on apparel industry, I did a snap, just casual snap, nature things. Then just, it has been 2 years to start using strobe, like lighting techniques.
Okay. University. So obviously you speak very good English. Did you do university over in Europe, was it?
I was in UK for a year. Like I was studying in Oxford.
Oxford, okay.
Yes.
Ah, I see. I remember Johan saying there was a connection back over here. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, again, another fantastic photographer. I have to thank Johan for introducing me to yourself. I just really loved his work, and it was so nice for him to do documentary style, because it allows us to learn a little bit about your country, you see.
So the Japan scenery, which is captured by foreigner for me, is totally different. The point they are amazed by what we see normal, of course.
Yeah.
But vice versa, though.
Yeah, exactly. People just see London when they talk about the UK. Yeah. I mean, you've been to Oxford, so you've seen something different. I mean, Oxford is quite a small city, really. It may have an amazing university, but it's not a big place.
Mm-hmm.
It's very historic, though. Lots of old buildings, isn't there?
I like the texture.
Okay.
You can take a photo everywhere. The light is beautiful. And the structure of the buildings are totally different. It looks more poetic city for me.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's interesting to see how you interpret that city. Mm. No, that's interesting. Because obviously the only things we've seen of like Japan would be the old palaces and things like that, you say, and mountainous regions and cities built up on little areas around the volcanoes and things. What I was, when I come across your work, you can definitely see this idea of blur out of focus. But what I also found interesting was a self-portrait of you. And
oh, yeah.
I think that's a really tough subject, because so many artists don't want to show themselves. And can hide behind the camera in that sense. But looking at you now, I can see that's a really good interpretation of who you are. So that picture, was that done by your friend?
Yeah, I direct my friend to take my picture.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course, I haven't taken my picture like this just until 3 months ago. This picture is taken like a month ago-ish.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm already famous enough, I don't have to do this. But it's more like marketing reason. I need to announce I'm a photographer.
Yeah.
So having the camera is also my icon. It's more easy to everyone to understand I'm a photographer. I make my photography, make communication easier. Not like I want to like show like my visual things.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to take a picture again.
I think we're all the same.
I need to.
I think so many of us are the same in that sense. I hate taking pictures of myself, because it's like,
yeah,
why would you do that? Because the things maybe we're taking photos of are there for a reason. And one of them reasons is not to show who we are, is it?
That's true.
Yeah, it's looking forward, isn't it? Not looking backwards.
No. So this is maybe the first and last picture I direct, my picture.
It is nice, though. Yeah, and you've definitely...
Thank you.
You've definitely done what you've said.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's... it definitely shows who you are. And it's nice that you've got... Is it a Hasselblad?
Yes. How did you know that? My camera is GFX, but taken by Hasselblad.
Okay, yeah. So it's a Fuji. Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to tell, isn't it, from the picture. You just know it's an old camera. But I like the style. It's simple. Mm-hmm. It's like you're proud of who you are and what you do. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to. So this is the good about the photography. You can pretend, you can make image if it's not true.
Exactly. I think the self-portraiture element of photography is so hard. I know I've had to do it for the same reason. You want to put your mark as your logo or just show everyone who you are, but it's how do you pose? What's your background? Should you smile? Like I say, should you have your camera with you? There's a lot of thoughts, and I think that comes natural to you when you're taking pictures of other people. But when it's yourself, very hard. I know the ones I've done of myself, I've just done really quick idea, took a photo and, that's okay. So I'll keep that for a few years. But it's definitely a tough thing.
Yeah, it's a torture.
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, I want to talk about your style of photography because as soon as Johan sent me your link, I was looking at it and thinking, this is very, very different. And I can sort of see what you're saying about keeping a minimal type look. Don't have too many confusing things in the background. And, the first one was obviously this Japanese lady. You've took photos of her to the side and from the back. And the picture where you're looking at her back, you've obviously placed the hat in front of her. So you've got this circular sort of effect that must be nearly perfect. And then her ponytail right down the center. I mean, that's very nice.
Yeah, it was, the hair make was very good person. And I want to emphasize that beautiful hair makeup. So I make the light, like vertical light. I add the vertical light. And I put a round cut paper on in front of her, the black one. Was a prop.
Okay.
So I make the background looks more realistic.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's really, really nice. Did you have to take a photo, try something different, go back to it? Was it like that, or did you just know how it needed to look?
Always I look for the reference and try to make a similar picture, but it won't be similar. I add more elements and I change lighting by depending on the models, of course. But I don't let models move freely. If I do that, like the model move like as always.
Yeah, it can
be
difficult.
I want to make difference.
Right, I see. So in that shot, what is your lighting setup then? Are you doing two lights from each side? Are you doing one from the front?
Actually, this lighting is just one big jumbo umbrella.
Okay.
Diffused light bouncing back to from the umbrella to her, just one light.
Wow.
And I develop more high contrast and high clarity. I always blur a little bit and make the clarity higher. It looks more like drawing-ish.
Hmm. Yeah, I understand. It's a nice style. And it's nice that you're not just going for this advertising look, like you say, where it's all absolutely perfect. Because that's not art, is it? It's just selling a newspaper or a film or a product, isn't it?
Thank you for saying so.
Well, I think it's what makes you stand out. Because like you're using like natural elements like hair to do lines. I mean, I don't see a lot of that. You see clothing, so sometimes you might have a V-neck, so you could use that as a disappearing line and focus the attention to the joining line, things like that. But I just noticed the hair on that shot straight away, and I thought it was great.
I get inspired by Western drawing many.
Okay.
Because the painting drawings, paintings are like, it spend 1 year, even 2 years, or sometimes 3 years to perfect just one drawing.
Yeah.
So every composition should be perfect, and they remake and remake. Everything should be how it should be, where it should be.
Yes.
So I think the tips of beauty is in Western paintings for me. My references are Western paintings like Caravaggio toka, Michelangelo, that kind of artist, like old classic art, is my inspiration resource.
Wow, that's really different then. So if you're using that sort of drawing out as an inspiration, are you then drawing these yourself before you hire a model, or is it just all in your head?
I plan a lot.
You plan. Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Gather reference and I combine the technique of painting drawings.
Yeah.
I'm not really artist. I think very logical way, and the final output looks so artistic, maybe, but the way I making image is very logical.
It's funny you say you're a logical person when you create work like that. There is no way anyone would look at that and say he's a logical thinker. They would assume this is some sort of creative thing that happens to someone. And
that's true. But I'm not like crazy artist. I can't be that crazy artist.
Yeah.
No, good nor bad.
Yes.
Yeah. I see many reasons why this painting is so popular. There is always the reason, the things of composition and the model face, the angle of eyesight, or the usage of color.
I mean, color is such a strong visual thing, isn't it? It can draw your attention to areas on your work.
Yeah, that's true.
But then, like, a lot of your work like that, it hasn't got strong, bold colours like reds, blues, has it, and greens?
Greens?
Yeah, I would say your colors are very muted and very what's the word?
Yeah. So I can't draw like Caravaggio, and Caravaggio did that kind of like emotional things. So I feel I don't have to make Caravaggio things again. He did it already. So I like minimal things. I like subtle image.
But that's great. That's who you are. And seeing consistency through your work like that shows that's who you are. And it's like your niche, as they say over here. And it's good that you have your own style in that sense. Yeah. So is there a sort of message in them images that you're trying to do?
Message? Of course, cherishing subtle beauty.
Right.
Is kind of keyword. And I think there is a real world and spiritual world. Not like cult things, just spiritual. You feel something when you see sacred place, but you can't really see. There's like tension in the air. I call it in spiritual world, not ghost things. So there's spiritual world and there's real world. There's some point which is crossing. Two world is crossing. There's crossing part.
Yeah.
And photography can make this crossing part visualized. So that's why I choose photography as my medium. I could be a painter. I could be there are many ways to express their opinion. But for me, photography is real and unreal. So photography was my best media.
I see. That's a lovely explanation. Yeah, I like that. And you're right. Each artist has its own way of expressing this. And I think you should stick to whatever comes natural to you. And I know it doesn't always come early in life. So for me, it didn't come till I hit 40.
Really?
Yes. I didn't use a camera till I was 40 years old.
Really?
Yeah. So this is the beauty about talking to people, because like I say, it's not just about countries. It's you've picked up a camera during university. I know people that have worked in dark rooms with their fathers, so they've learned that side. And then you have some artists that maybe they are good at drawing, and then suddenly they picked up a camera one day. Everyone is so different, and we're all influenced in such different ways. That's why I think photography is a great way of showing a little bit of who you are and what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And it's easier than something. So, for instance, I know I can't draw. I would draw like a four-year-old. So I wouldn't ever try. And same for painting and things like this. But I think from a technical aspect, you understand light, so you know how that can aid your work. But that's only one bit of photography, isn't it? Because anyone can say switch on a camera and take a photo, and use lighting, but presenting it, maybe it's the edit, the process, the backgrounds, how you direct, they all influence your work, don't they?
Yeah, of course. I can see many, many photographers from all over the world. So I can pick some favorite one, and I can learn from them. In this era, I'm very thankful to know many photographers, professional, more photographers.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I always say I'm influenced by everyone I talk to, you know, including yourself. Knowing that you can use a style like yours gives you confidence, or gives the other person confidence to think that is okay to do. We don't have to have perfect images, and things like this. I've interviewed people who do cyanotypes, for instance, and wet plate collodion, and you know, I've interviewed models. Now, all these have helped influence what I understand, what's perceived in the world, and how to make it, how it's accepted, presented, and also about things like feedback. And it's an amazing experience that I've had, and it'll only help my work as an artist as well.
Of course.
And it is something I say to people, that until I started doing this, my world was a lot smaller, not just in the sense of people, but my understanding of photography. So I've played with things like cyanotype and chemigrams and lumen prints, and I can do dark room work now with no problem, and it's given me the confidence to work with models, and so many different things that now, when I'm coming up with an idea, it's how do I present it? Maybe what process do I want to use? What's the meaning of it? I think it's a photography is an amazing thing.
So everyone has each way to express, even in photography.
Yeah. I mean, so some artists will turn around and say, I was talking to my husband, I was talking to my wife, we saw something, and then they just came up with an exhibition idea. And it's, it's things like that. You think, where do those ideas come from? But for you, it's through art and drawing. So it is fascinating where we draw our ideas from.
Oh, really? It's so natural for me, though.
Yeah.
Like I always see. So, well, that's interesting part to talk. And some classic photography, like kind of, for example, Sarah Moon and Paolo Rovelli, Deborah Tavaglio, that kind of classic, and Francesca Woodman.
Okay. And they helped influence you. Or is that something you saw while you was at university?
Yeah, late university. I'm not really into photography. I enjoy as a hobby, but after I using lightings, I'm so amazed how the light affects to photography. And I did a research about light. So at that time, I found the paintings a very good resource to learn lighting.
Yeah.
Then I'm more into drawings, paintings to improve photography.
Yeah, I think that's another element, isn't it? Like you can say it as improving your ability and knowledge and experience by embracing other mediums.
Yes.
And I think that's a great thing. I like looking at architecture and patterns, because like when I then find a modern bit of architecture, I'm thinking, how do I present this? So yes, I could stand on the road and I could take a picture of this big, big building and get it all in the frame. But anyone can do that. It's how do I showcase my version of it? And colors, lighting, that they all matter. So I've had such fun doing things like that. And I see influences coming through from that sort of area as well.
Always to experiment on in software. Okay. I use many Photoshop and Capture One, digital transform. I like to transform the data to another things. So sometimes I make data to analog, and analog to digital, and back and forth.
Ah.
Print and scan things.
Yeah.
So you can make more complicated data.
Yeah.
By coming digital to analog to digital again.
Yeah.
It was my experiment. I don't only use analog things. I like digital because I can see the world, which I can't really see, but in my eye. Which, like, I think if there's a real world which you can't see in person, you can just see in person. But photography, you can make the world which is you can't see in person. So my point is make real world more something mysterious and poetic and more beautiful. By making that special world, I use software things to make my world visualized.
That's nice though, because
does it make sense?
Yes, yeah, completely.
Okay.
I mean that's exactly what art is about, isn't it? You know, photography is just taking a picture, but art is using something in a prescribed way. So I like that idea of combining mediums as well, because I don't think there should any there should be no I am this, I only use that. I think using both probably gonna make you a better artist as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
So how come you love film cameras so much then?
I sometimes use, but I can't really transform the data by film. I rather take photography digital and make and break the data and print. Is much I can make the world I want to see.
I see. Yeah. Yeah, it does make it easier in that sense, doesn't it? And there are amazing things you can do by like deconstructing a digital image.
Yeah. But people would be more thankful if I only use analog camera, don't they? I don't like always see I like digital things, but I experiment. I did a survey, kind of survey, and I see them picture, and I say this is taken by analog film, and this the same picture. This is is manipulated by software, and the people is more thankful. Appreciate analog one.
Well,
it doesn't really make difference to make to go my creation, but I understand people would appreciate more analog things. because it feels more like warmth.
Hmm. Yeah, but that's, I think that's a personal choice. So yeah, for me, analog means something different, but it doesn't mean to say it's better, or it's just different process. And
yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I don't think it's an age thing either. I think we should forget all that. I think if no one knew how old anyone was, imagery and Instagram, things like that, would totally change. Yeah, I never ever liked that argument. I use digital cameras when I'm working with models, for the ease, but I love shooting film and analog, as you know, because I love the darkroom environment. So it makes sense for me to create analog work. But then I have a body of work I'm doing, which is only using digital. Because it suits it.
It's so, just your choice.
Exactly. And it suits the project. You've also done things that I would say is like conceptual, though. You've got pictures of people in like jackets and hats, and you've done, is it multiple exposure, or are you just overlapping two images?
Overlapping? You mean double exposure?
Yeah. So are you doing two photos straight after and merging them on top of each other?
I don't really. I sometimes do that, but not really. It can be a bit too much information for me.
it's hard.
Interesting, but it's. I don't have that technique and sense to make just one beautiful image by like layering two images. For now.
Yeah, I mean, everything changes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But the other part, I think, was you've got this young lady at like a, I would say it's a beach. For me, it's capturing movement this time. So rather than you doing a straight portrait and it's about lines and things, this one's totally separate, isn't it?
Yeah. The left and right one was totally the capturing the movement. The center one is just pure portrait. Simply, I haven't tried to capture the big movement. My photography is always subtle. I want to experience, I want to do experiment. If I capture the big movement, what kind of movement will be?
I mean, that they are lovely.
Posing are big, but not like too expressive.
Yeah. Are they, so when you was there with that lady, was you given precise instructions? Was it a little bit more just move about and you take a few photos?
Yeah. I always direct like precise image, even to one finger, to very slight movement. Wow. But speaking about this movement, I can't control, like, I noticed I can't control like big movement.
Yeah.
I just have to press the shutter when it's right.
But you're the one choosing, so you know when it's gonna freeze at that frame sort of thing, aren't you?
Yeah. I just gave the vague direction, instruction. But other than that, I let her move apart from the center portrait.
What about the wardrobe then, for instance? So obviously that she nearly looks, is it all in white or is it a cream color?
All kind of in between white and cream color. But it looks kind of creamish because it was very early morning, like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. near the beach. The light is just so beautiful. I think it's everywhere. Very pure light, which is not diffused by any element.
Yeah.
And the air is very clean, so there's no not material element which make the light dark.
Yeah.
It's naturally pure, soft light. I found it's beautiful, and it's film simulated by Fuji. Skin tone is so beautiful.
It is. It could be a studio shot.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Yeah.
The light is very important. Yeah.
It's nice. I like the fact you've gone with that simple color choice. So it even sort of complements the hair. I mean, it literally top to bottom, left to right, it's all pretty much a couple of minor tone differences, isn't it? Slightly different color.
Oh yeah, a little bit. The portrait. I gave importance on the skin tone, which is not, you can't see left and right picture. So I think the skin tone, speaking of portrait, the skin tone is my main subject. So I set the skin tone, and then I set the background, which is skin tone can be beautiful, can be seen.
Yeah. So you've already discussed with the model what sort of color clothing and style of clothing.
Yes, I prepare always.
Yeah. That's so well thought of. I'm certainly not at that stage yet.
I find this style.
I like it though, because it's the simple tones, and you know, every time I've shot a model, it's always been there's multiple colors going on, and the background's probably not what I wanted. So I think to present something exactly how you've got it pictured and then make it, I think it does take some skill.
Yeah, well, sometimes it happens coincidentally.
Yeah, but the other thing is, because obviously where you've shot this, so it is a beach, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most people will be looking at a beach and they'd be going for bright colours, aren't they? Embracing the sunshine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And maybe very edge of the wave. The playing with water.
Yeah.
Ish thing.
Yeah.
I thought I don't have to, because it many people does.
Exactly. That's what I like. It's it's a different take on using the beach. Because over here you'd probably get like swimsuit shots and things like that as well. So there's, you know, it's complete opposite end.
Yeah, I can't see.
Yeah,
I can't see that kind
of. No, exactly. Yeah, it's different style, isn't it? I don't think it'd suit you.
Yeah.
I love these tones. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to think about how I can do things like that now. No, it's understanding, because I think I've always come from
what's one style.
Yeah.
Come from.
Well, I think there are so much in photography has been about embracing color and sunshine. So, like, especially when you shoot analog, film emulsion loves light, and the only way of making an image pop is introducing plenty of light. So, you know, if you're outside and you're looking at trees, you want it. If you want that nice contrast, it needs to be a bright sunny day and the greens will just pop out and it's lovely. But at the same time, if you went out on a darker day, you could do colours like this because it's not going to pop the colour so much. So that there are ways that you can do this. I think it's just going to have to be me doing a little bit of practice, that's all. And do you want to talk to me about these, this other body works? Now, to me, this looks like historic, traditional Japanese pictures.
What is, so should I talk about this photography?
Yeah, because it's very different to the rest of your work.
Yeah, so, there's two reasons I took this picture. One is I want to, the title is the, what was it, East View from West.
Okay.
This way of clothing, how to wear, is not traditional Japanese thing.
Okay.
It's actually a mix of Western style and Japanese style. But so we always mix the culture, in Japan, I see foreigners wear kimono things, but it's not traditional way. It's kind of interesting way to see they make kimono for their style.
Yeah.
So I want to like emulate that kind of mixed style. Is that experiment is one reason. The other reason is kind of my complaint to Japan photography taste. Japanese photographer, like rather client, only want flat lighting.
Okay. Like
peaceful, the light without shadow things.
Yes, I know. So yeah.
Easy, good for eye. Think they soft things. So I don't really like that style. So I want to take flat for them. This is flat. Very flat, but not, you know what I mean? This is not what they want, but it is pure flat, so flat one, like a Japanese drawing. So it's my like anti message. And I also studied cultural anthropology. I also like Nihon, Japanese drawing and Chinese drawing, as well as Western paintings. So I want to make Japanese drawing things in by photography.
I see. I mean, they do look like drawings. They're amazing.
Yeah.
So I mean,
does this did that taste?
Did that take you a long time to do that sort of work then?
You mean the edit or taking picture?
To doing the edit
actually, it's not complicated at all.
Okay.
I maybe used four lights to make completely flat and small room.
Right.
And I only use Capture One by this editing. I don't need. Use Photoshop.
Okay. That's interesting. So you just flood the room with light.
Yes, and the tip is I use low quality lens so that the sharpness is so bad.
Okay.
That's why the line is not precise.
Yeah.
It looks more drawing-ish. Low quality lens.
Low quality lens. That's interesting. I mean, you look at that and you would just say you've hand painted them, without a doubt. It's so. And it's interesting then, so that you're using this idea of cultures which are wrong and what purely driven by people visiting each other and probably TV. A lot of this is made up, or it's not quite right, or it's just merging two things together, which is okay.
Yeah, of course. Actually, it's how the culture is developed. There's many tribes and they fight and they take over, some inherit the culture, and it happens again, and it's every culture is made by mixing different elements. Now it's the same. What is happening is the same.
Exactly. And it'd be nice to see where photography and culture takes us. I mean, who knows what your next project could be, for instance.
Yeah.
It could be anything, couldn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the nice things, that you can still keep doing this sort of work.
That's true. We can see many, speaking about photography, you can easily see many, many resources. The updates are tremendous. Even that, just casual photography taken by random people, and also commercial campaign taken by like professional photographer with art director, with super hair make model things. You can get many, many resources easily from internet. In that point, it's very not easy, but resourceful, easy to find resources. So that's why it's a bit difficult to make difference as a photographer. You need to state your style, and you need to negotiate and do presentation and make the team which believes the similar aesthetics. The total skill is required as a photographer nowadays, I thought. Not just making one visual image, but having a team creating something people haven't seen before. The photographer can be more like director than just a shutter man.
I think you're completely correct. I think there's so many ways to get your message across. There's so many skill sets you can learn, and in some ways it's easier to get your message out there, but you are also fighting against millions and millions of other people, aren't you?
Yes, that's true.
And I think that's probably our hardest thing to beat at the minute. You can certainly have your own message, without a doubt, and I think it's nice that you've got this at such a young age. You know, full respect to you, Shana. I think it's amazing. I think knowing who you are and what you're trying to do is a great thing.
Yeah, I want to do more. I want to make everyone, not make, but let everyone understand my aesthetics can work to some audience. For that, I need to present them my photography, not just taking and uploading my photography. I think so. This is my next aim.
Okay.
Next level challenge.
It's good to have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got plenty of them.
Yeah.
It's time, energy, money. It's everything, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
There always are barriers, and, you know, one by one, we have to beat them down. And hopefully, at some point, you achieve them aims. I'll certainly be watching your work, Shin. So all I can say is I think we're through the formal part now. So would you like to remind everybody where online we can find your work?
Oh, of course. Yeah, my Instagram is @shin, S-H-I-N, _ twice, and L.
There we go. Thank you for that, Shin. And obviously, we'll put them links in the show notes, so we'll make it nice and easy for everyone to click and find you. So my last question for you, you know that Johan recommended yourself. Do you have someone you'd like to recommend I speak with, or another artist you think I should follow?
Okay. Like a real one, right? Like kind of my friend.
Just someone you really admire, or someone you think might be really interesting for me to talk to.
There's one Chinese female which I knew her through Instagram.
Okay.
I haven't met her, but I fall in love with her for like 2 years, but I haven't seen her face. But her picture is just out of the world and so beautiful.
Mm.
So if she can speak English, I'd like to introduce her.
That's great. No, that sounds interesting. Yeah, are you okay sending me a link?
Yes, of course.
Great stuff. Right, Shin. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having this opportunity. It's been a while to speak English, so I kind of gradually. But I'm so happy to talk to you. It's my first experience to be interviewed by my photography in this kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate.
Oh, well, I feel equally as honoured. It's really nice. Like I say, I take all these on board, and I always follow people's work forever. I think it's an important thing, and I love seeing how you grow. So,
yeah, keep in touch. I will update more.
Thank you very much, Shin.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed interviewing. Please don't forget, if you want to get involved, I'm starting to put out there on social media the list of guests for that week. You are welcome to submit any questions you want to ask, and hopefully I'll read them out for you. Whether you want to do that through Instagram, direct message, you can just click, if you click on the direct message bit, there's a button there and you can record and send that right across. But there's many apps you can do, or email me, or send me a DM on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, that's cool with me. For those of you who want to support the show, please don't forget, iTunes reviews are always appreciated. And obviously I will read them out the following week for you, and I tend to use them on social media, so that's all very much appreciated. If you'd like to help contribute towards the show, then don't forget there's my coffee page where you can submit anything from $1, pounds or upwards, and I'll keep a note on there what I'm trying to achieve as the months and years go by. For those who want to keep coming back to the show, don't forget you can just subscribe in your friendly podcast app of choice, and there's a weekly newsletter on my website, flogger.co.uk, so that's PHLOGGER, and you'll get an automated email from me, and that tells you each week what's gone up on the website. So it's the podcasts and any articles I've wrote. So yeah, thank you so much, and I'll see you again soon. Bye.